أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله.
Through the cool air in the quiet town of Sherburn, Massachusetts, USA, a call to prayer in the tradition of Islam is heard coming from a place known as the Peace Abbey.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was a mercy to the universe.
Five times a day, the adhan is broadcast out of the Peace Abbey into the community of Sherburn. The voice is the voice of Yosef Islam, formerly Cat Stevens. And, of course, this is a Christian community, and we encourage members of the town of Sherburn to take a moment and reflect on their lives, to count their blessings, and to allow this call to prayer to provide them with 2 minutes five times a day to stop what they're doing and just take stock of their lives and feel blessed. So that's one of the many contributions that we make here in the town of Sherburn as we reach out to all the faith traditions.
The Peace Abbey Multi-Faith Retreat Center was founded in 1988 by Mr. Louis Ronda, a vegan Quaker, educator, and social change activist. At the age of 24, he founded the Life Experience School, an alternative high school for students with disabilities. In 1986, Mr. Ronda attended the International Day of Prayer for World Peace in Assisi, Italy. It was the first time that leaders of 12 world religions united to pray for peace on earth. Inspired by this historic event, the Peace Abbey was founded, and its community of peacemakers has been encouraging and teaching about interfaith harmony as well as nonviolent constructive means of social action.
Let's pray for peace. May all beings everywhere, plagued with sufferings of body and mind, quickly be free from their illnesses. May those frightened cease to be afraid, and may those bound be free. Chain prayer for peace. Peace and universal love is the essence of the gospel preached by all the enlightened ones.
We're in the conference center and museum, which is an old library built in 1914. And over the years, we've had ceremonies here around this beautiful peacemakers table. As you look around the room, you'll see the flags of the world, as well as around the table, names of great peacemakers. Over here is a case with memorabilia, remembering and honoring the life of John Ono Lennon. And further over, we see a statue of Bobby Kennedy, an important figure here at the Peace Abbey. I worked for Robert Kennedy's campaign in 1968, and with his assassination, I devoted my life to the practice of nonviolence. And as we walk around the building, you're going to see statues of Dr. King and Samantha Smith, who is a little girl who wrote that important statement from a child to former President Andropov of the former Soviet Union, and the world changed.
Seek prayer for peace. God judges us according to our deeds, not the coat that we wear.
We have a Quaker meditation meeting on Sunday where we recite the prayers of peace of the 12 faith traditions. And people find in this building an opportunity to reflect on the journey of peacemakers that they may have read about, studied. Mother Teresa sat here in 1988. We've had the privilege of having Howard Zinn, who has passed away recently, was a dear friend of the Abbey's, Maya Angelou, Father Daniel Berrigan, and so many others.
One of the ways that the Peace Abbey has raised awareness about great peace advocates and their work is through the Courage of Conscience Award. Distinguished recipients include India's celebrated nonviolent independence leader, Mahatma Gandhi, former boxing champion, Muhammad Ali, and last Soviet Union president, Mikhail Gorbachev. Many honorees were or are vegans or vegetarians, such as the late patriarch of Cambodian Buddhism, Venerable Maha Gosananda, former U.S. rancher turned vegan animal rights activist Howard Lyman, and U.S. Jesuit priest, author, and vegetarian father John Deere. Visitors often come regularly to the Peace Abbey discovering one by one the heroes of peace.
What's special about Peace Abbey that keeps you coming back?
I think it's how real it is, in that it's hard to find places where everybody is honestly looking for the same thing, and that is in terms of not thinking of the self, but thinking of others, and it's unusual, I think, to find a place like this, and it's the honesty of the Peace Abbey that keeps me coming back.
There are many places to explore at the Peace Abbey, such as the Multifaith Chapel, Pacifist Living History Museum, Pacifist Memorial, the Conscientious Objectors Hill of Remembrance, Sacred Cow Animal Rights Memorial, and the Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary. When we return, we'll find out more about the Peace Abbey's remarkable efforts to promote cruelty-free living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Clearly, being pacifist without being a vegetarian is really missing out on the opportunity three times a day to practice what we preach. So as an anti-war activist, as a pacifist, and as a vegan, I can say that there's nothing more important than taking the animals into consideration as we practice our philosophy of peace and justice and nonviolence.
Welcome back to our Noble Lineage and our feature on the Peace Abbey Multifaith Retreat Center in Massachusetts, USA.
I think this gentleman right here, Gandhi, is a supreme example of somebody whose life is built on spiritual foundation, and yet he embodies that spiritual action in work in the world to make the world a peaceful, better place. His notion of satyagraha, the force of truth, that truth itself is so powerful that it can change the world, and that's his message.
Mr. Dan Dick is one of the peace chaplains of the Abbey. Like Gandhi in his time, Dan Dick leads a compassionate, plant-based lifestyle.
And there are a core group of people who are really committed to keeping this going, keeping the message of peace and all its ramifications very real in the lives of as many people as we can. I don't know of any other place that embodies so many parts of peacemaking and pacifism.
At the Peace Abbey, peace between humans and animals is highly valued, for only through peace among all beings can complete world peace be attainable. The 3-acre Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary at the Peace Abbey is where food production animals who have escaped murder can live in peace and be living examples of peace. It was founded 15 years ago with the first resident, Emily the Sacred Cow, who had miraculously fled from a slaughterhouse and became an international symbol of courage and wisdom. Today, a group of visitors encircle Emily's statue in a solemn ceremony.
And in closing, I'll read the plaque, Final Resting Place of Emily the Cow. Out of respect for Emily and all animals, consider refraining from eating meat for the rest of the day or for the rest of your life.
It's someplace that everyone can feel at home, everyone can feel welcome, no matter what your background or whatever your beliefs are. It can be very serious, it can be very touching, and it can be very fun.
Do you like coming to visit here at the Peace Abbey?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, everyone here always says you never know what's going to happen when you show up, and that's very true. When we came, we had no idea that we were going to end up doing this, and I don't know, it's cool.
And who's your favorite hero in the museum, and why?
I don't think I can pick a favorite. I like them all.
Are you a vegan or a vegetarian?
I'm a vegan.
I think a big part of it is just allowing children to understand what peacemaking really is, that it's not some pie-in-the-sky thing that governments are going to do. It's something that really starts inside of you. It starts with every decision you make, the kinds of things you eat, the kind of clothes you wear, the kind of attitude that you bring to your relationships with other people. Peacemaking really is an internal process, and I would love to find some way to reach as many people as possible to help them understand what a precious process that is.
Do not injure any living being. This is the eternal, perennial, and unalterable way of spiritual life. A weapon, howsoever powerful it may be, can always be superseded by a superior one. But no weapon can, however, be superior to nonviolence.
We'll have concerts, we'll have lectures for the Boston Vegetarian Society as a potluck here. Once people do come here, they're very moved. It does change people's lives. I have a friend who talks about Emily the cow, and says, "That cow, now I can't eat meat anymore." His life was changed by his encounter with Emily in a way that he didn't really plan or ask for. But once he had the awareness, once his eyes were opened, he couldn't go back. And that's the kind of experience that we hope to help people have. It's not like you've got to argue or, you know, have debates about is it right or not to eat animals. It's something that people can see for themselves. It's self-evident.
Animals are just as important as people.
Through the unique and tangible representations of nonviolence found in every corner, the Peace Abbey gives hope to people that rekindling peace is possible, especially within.
Every single choice we make affects the universe in the largest possible picture. So, as a vegan, I don't find it a hardship. In fact, I would find it a hardship to consume animals. So, it's something that everybody can do, and it's something that people really need to learn how to do. Every choice we make does affect the planet, and I think it's really, to me, the only responsible way to live is to be vegetarian or vegan.
So, come and explore the Peace Abbey. See what's in it for you. But most importantly, make sure that your community, wherever you live, has environments that nurture our awareness so we can be kind to each other and especially kind to the animals we share the planet with. The whole idea is, what can we do to better the situation for all beings? And nothing is more important than choosing a plant-based diet.
We appreciate the Peace Abbey and all dedicated peacemakers involved for offering an oasis of nonviolence for both humans and animals and encouraging people to embrace their inner peace and compassion. Wishing the best to your noble endeavors, may we be vegan to realize all our prayers for peace on earth. Gentle viewers, thank you for your presence today. Please tune in again to find out more about Emily the Sacred Cow of the Peace Abbey, whose incredible story of survival has touched the lives of thousands worldwide. Our feature on Emily airs Tuesday, February 22nd, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
I often think back when Emily the cow was here. She had an incredible connection with people. She really did become an ambassador of sorts for all the animals, helping to teach people about compassion and that animals are thinking, feeling, loving creatures.
Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May you be blessed with the joy of a peaceful heart. To find out more about the Peace Abbey, please visit www.peaceabbey.org.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.